Here in Massachusetts, stores were generally closed for the holiday yesterday. I bet that forced a lot of people to improvise after forgetting to buy a dinner ingredient or two. Improvisation kind of led to a popular and thirst-quenching drink a couple of hundred years ago. Switchel is the name of the drink. It used some Caribbean ingredients to make something that's sweet, but also sour and a little spicy. And as Dina Pritchett found, Switchel seems to be making a comeback.
Add some ice.
Tony Gurdian pretty much looks the part of a modern bar manager.
Just shake that up.
He shakes up cocktails at Imperial, a restaurant in downtown Portland, Oregon. But one of his most popular drinks has a very old ingredient, switchel. Of course, Gurdian makes his from scratch.
Switchel's actually really simple. You want to start off with some really, really fresh ginger. And then I get blackstrap molasses. I add half of a cup apple cider vinegar. Put that in a pot with just a little bit of water.
Food writer Corinne Hirsch has studied the drinks of colonial New England, from rattle skulls to spruce beer. She says that while switchel wasn't at the first Thanksgiving, it was popular from the 1700s through the 1900s, especially as a farm drink, like lemonade.
It actually has electrolytes in it. I'm not sure if people understood the mechanism of that back then, but it was just seen as a healthful drink.
And while vinegar-based drinks may sound a bit unusual to modern palates, they were actually pretty common in that era.
Vinegar could substitute pretty well for alcohol in terms of providing some tang, or for citrus, which didn't always make it inland from the coast.
The addition of vinegar is probably a New England adaptation of maybe what had been a Caribbean drink.
Frederick Smith is an anthropologist at the College of William and Mary, who studies the role of alcohol in the Caribbean.
The fact that switchel combines these different ingredients suggests that it was a form of sour punch.
But while switchel resembles Caribbean punches and uses Caribbean ingredients, Smith says it's American. Molasses and ginger are both from the Caribbean, but from different parts. Molasses from sugar islands, like Barbados and Martinique, and ginger from the Spice Islands, like Grenada. And for the most part, they only come together as exports on the shores of America.
It's really sort of a Creolized drink. It's blending these exotic Caribbean goods with sort of North American vinegar to produce a popular drink.
And that drink became popular with everyone from New England farmers to temperance advocates to members of Congress, who like to flavor their switchel with a little bit of rum. And now some are hoping it'll become popular again.
We would have older Vermont folks come up to the table and tell us how their grandfather used to bring it out into the field with them, and it brings back a lot of memories.
Garrett Riffle started selling switchel at his farmer's market a few years back. Like a lot of Vermonters, he swaps out the molasses in favor of maple syrup for a more local variation. His company, Up Mountain Switchel, now sells their jars in stores from Whole Foods to Fairway, about 300 gallons a week.
It's refreshing, and it's really versatile. You can heat it up like a tea, or you can mix it with a little moonshine, make a nice cocktail with it.
And we should also point out, switchel can also make a fine complement to your Thanksgiving leftovers. For The World, I'm Dina Pritchett.